You pride yourself on being a hard worker. Doesn't matter what's going on around you, how many people are stressing out, how much they need your guidance and leadership. Doesn't matter if it's good times, bad times, or something in between. You pride yourself on always giving your best effort. Maybe you see yourself as always being the hardest worker in the room. If you're listening to a podcast like this, wouldn't surprise me if you have that identity. I know I do too, and I've had it for many years. But in this podcast, I want to talk about how that identity, being the hardest worker in the room, might be holding you back just a little. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manformation Podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you are here. You're a little bit older. You have a busy, productive life. You want more. You've accomplished things in the past. You have references of success. It's just that you want more. And you know you have the talent, the ability to do it. You've seen other men do it. They don't seem more talented. They're not harder working. They're not more intelligent. So you know you can do it. It's just a matter of allocating your willpower, focus, energy, and time. If you're the type of man to listen to this Manformation Podcast, you've made it your daily ritual, then you know sometimes it's not about strategies, it's not about hard work sometimes, it's that mindset, that head, that heart, that gut, the intangibles, and you're looking for even more of those intangibles. You want to develop those intangibles because you know that's what makes the difference. If that's the way you look at the world, that's the way I look at the world too, you found your place here with the Manformation Podcast. So let's talk about being a hard worker, that identity, all right? A lot of great things. There's nothing in life that doesn't serve us in some way, shape, or form. At the same time, there could be consequences, drawbacks to any direction, any thought, any path, any identity that we take. Right, so to most people, they can't get themselves motivated. You are a motivated person. You always have been. You want to take that to higher levels. So being a hard worker, what could be wrong with that? What could be wrong with always working hard? You always give yourself a shot, an opportunity to succeed no matter what's going on. You keep moving forward, persistent, tenacious, right? Those are all great qualities. That's what comes with being a hard worker. You can look around and you might attribute a lot of your success to being such a hard worker. And I know that feeling. I have taken on that identity. I continue to take on that identity too. And with the men who I work with one-on-one, that's something that they shoot for. They want to work harder. Some of them really are hard workers and they can't figure out why they can't break through to the next level. And when I sit back and I help them gain objectivity and perspective, make choices, first of all, be aware that there are more options and choices than maybe they're boxing themselves into through the one-on-one coaching calls every single week. You know, I can't help but learn. Am I doing the same thing? So this is my story. You tell me if you can identify with it, you can relate to my story. Is that, you know, I'm always going to work hard, always push forward. If I just keep on doing, if I just persist, I'm going to have a breakthrough. And I have references of that many, many times in my life. Sometimes I just kept on working hard, determined, just committed to, if I just keep on doing what I'm doing, just work harder at it, work longer at it, things are going to change. And for the better, of course. You know, I'm not sure how much I did inventory of how well that strategy works. Does that work 90% of the time, 50% of the time? I don't know, because the whole identity of being a hard worker and always moving, always keeping your mind distracted from the outcome, or am I getting the results? Because if you keep on moving and you keep on being fixated on the place you want to go, do you ever stop and evaluate, is this the best strategy? I found myself that this hard worker thing, I've had to really reconsider it and a lot of times abandon it. Do you really want to be the hardest worker? Do you want to, at this stage of your life and family and responsibilities, maybe you've been a hard worker your entire life, how has that served you? Think about that. How has that served you? And is there a more elegant, is there a more efficient way to think about this and go about it? You know, wouldn't it be better? Now, again, if you have the identity of being the hardest worker, this may be a little blasphemous, a little sacrilegious, right? But wouldn't it be better to be more effective and efficient? Not work 7 days a week, not work 60 hours a week. I know it feels good. You are a cut above. You're willing to do the things for your family, for the outcome that other men, they wouldn't do, or they don't seem like they want to do it. You want to do it. It's a good feeling, right? To just do whatever it takes. Be that hard, hard worker. And but wouldn't it be better just to be effective and efficient? What if you can only work 4 days a week and only 8 hours a day, right? Maybe, you know, what if you got the same results or even better? Wouldn't that be better, right? Kind of doesn't, I don't know about you, doesn't, I mean, it sounds logical, but it just doesn't kind of feel right. Right, but here's what I've discovered about me when I'm just working hard. I keep myself distracted, always moving, always feeling that I'm doing the right thing because I'm just working hard. Do I look for the most effective and efficient strategies? Is all this work serving me? Is it really serving what the whole purpose is to get the results? All right, to be more connected with my family, to have more time with them, with more opportunities with them that I've produced in my effective and efficient efforts, not just working hard, more time to actually connect instead of working all the time. How much do you think about that? See, when I slow down sometimes, there's thoughts like, oh my God, am I going to be able to do all this? How's this all going to play out? You know, when you're winning in life, or in your mind, you feel like you're winning, or you feel certain you're on the right path, sometimes it doesn't matter if you're getting the results. Because in that moment, you feel good, you feel like you're winning. And I hope for you that your thoughts are only filled with optimistic thoughts, that you can do this, that you feel in control. And more and more effort and time goes by, you got to make sure you're getting those results. And if you're winning, or you feel like you're winning, why would you break down, analyze, break it down, reconstruct, take two steps back in an effort to go 10 steps forward? Why would you do that if you're winning or you feel that you're winning? Sometimes working hard can make you feel like you're winning and you're not really winning. You may be going backwards and just losing time. You may just be standing still. And if you're just standing still, and you know how at this age, how time just goes by quickly. Before you know it, 2 years, 4 years, 6 years have gone by, and you still haven't started that business. You still haven't changed this part about you, right? It goes by quickly, and you lose that valuable, irreplaceable resource of time because you felt in the moment that you are winning. And you were working hard, and you were distracted, and you didn't evaluate. When we are in pain, when we're scared, that's when we really think. That's when we're going to use our willpower, focus, energy, and time most effectively and efficiently. When we're scared, when we're uncertain, that's when we're going to step up and be resourceful and gritty and use our talent and ability to the fullest. If we're always working hard, and we feel that peace and calmness in our mind just because we're working hard and really not getting closer to those outcomes, because in that place we're feeling too good, we're not being scared, we're not evaluating if what we're doing is really paying off. I see this a lot of times in a lot of different areas where, you know, I admire the tenacity. And you know what? As I say this, I can see it in other men, but I've seen many, many years of life, most of the years of my life, I see me just pounding it out. I mean, no one, again, here's this identity, no one could ever say I wasn't a hard worker. But do I want to just be a hard worker if I'm not getting results? Sometimes just banging my head against the wall. Sometimes when you stop and you don't work so hard, you get a chance to reflect. sometimes I stop. Did this over the last couple of days. I stopped so much movement that was well planned, that was successful to some level, that felt good, that was a great production. All right? It was working to some extent, always moving, moving, moving. And I just stopped. And guess what? Fear, uncertainty, it kind of came about me. Am I doing this right? Is there a better way to do this? It made me think. When you're scared, when you're uncertain, that's when you think. And who knows, maybe I'll come up with a whole new plan of how I'm going to really make this all work. This legacy, you know what it's like. We have more time behind us than we do in front of us. And really make it work. But I won't do that unless I'm scared and I'm certain. I just know myself. Maybe that's true of you too. You're not going to do it if you just keep on working, 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 working hard and feeling good, 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 always in the moment, not, never feeling uncertain because you're the hardest worker, more than any man around you. And it has worked in the past. Maybe it has, and I'm sure it has if you're listening to this podcast, a man who would do that. But is it going to get you to where you really, really want to go? Because again, 2 years, 4 years, 6 years go by, and you just go sideways with a lot of hard work. Those are some things to think about. Hey, reach out if you want some objectivity perspective. Click that link down below. Go to 15 Man Formation Steps. I'm going to give you access into this members-only website, my best life lessons, my 15 best life lessons so far, at least. I've got videos. I explain it, take you through an 18-day process. And once you're coming back and forth into this members-only website, watching a video a day over 18 days. So I'm going to issue you a username and password when you go to 15manformationsteps.com, 15manformationsteps.com. That information, everything I talk about, the information is down below in the description of this podcast. Fill out that questionnaire. Tell me where you are. Tell me what you've done. Tell me what you aspire to be. Right? I want to know. And if you're loving these Man Formation podcasts, and maybe we've had a relationship for years. Maybe you've been part of this whole Man Formation mindset and strategies that I've been throwing out for over a decade now. And you're listening to this Man Formation podcast. Tell me your story. I'll reach out to you. Maybe we can talk for 10 or 15 minutes. I want to know what I can do to help. I want to know more about a man who's like you, a little bit older, a busy, productive life, and you want that edge. You want that man formation edge. All right, so sign up for the 15 Man Formation Steps, access to a members-only website. I'm going to give you that username and password, but fill out that questionnaire. Also, click the link below. I have where you can get alert to email updates. And I know you get so much email. I know that that you don't even open your emails most of the time. But if you love this information, if it's connected, this is what you need. This is your new daily ritual. This is this mind stuff that you need to start your day, to get that edge, you know, put it into your day. So sign up for those email tips. That link is down below for the Man Formation podcast updates. And all the news that I have to produce, link you to articles. I'm going to develop this Man Formation podcast into a lot of current events that apply to us and the news. It's going to evolve to a lot of things. I'm really excited about it. You want to be a part of it, so click that link and sign up for the email updates. Again, if you want to talk to me, if you've heard me talk about this one-on-one coaching, if you like this general information that I'm putting out in this Man Formation podcast, you want to see how it might work for you specifically in your situation. Get some coaching, get two brains giving you objectivity and perspective towards your biggest challenges in life. Again, we've got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Now is the time to take action. Reach out, send me an email at skip@manformation.com. skip@manformation.com. If you're the type of man who is aggressive, he does what it takes to get what he wants, just give me a call. My Google phone number, 213-973-8790, 213-973-8790, and all that information that I talked about is down below in the description of this podcast. All right, so thanks for listening again. Your new daily ritual, you and I starting off our day, or you scheduling it in your day where we come together, get our minds right. We're a little bit older, People are depending on us. We want more, 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 more. All right, so take on the day. Live with a sense of urgency. Work out, exercise, eat right. Produce, connect. Put your legacy one piece together, one day at a time. Let's love. Let's look into the people's eyes that we're dealing with. Let's be present. Let's do all of that with a sense of urgency.